Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, this past Tuesday on Market Talk, I spoke with Brian Split of AgMarket.net. One of the first things I talked to Brian about is the soybean market and all this hype surrounding the edible oils, this renewable diesel, all these different biofuels that are related to soybeans and soybean oil, and also some recent reports that say we might need some 30 to 40 million more acres of soybeans to meet the demand from these renewable soy fuels. Well, here's what Brian had to say about that and his thoughts on how it's translating into the soybean market.
Yeah, Jesse, there was a story that was picked up by a few publications, and these are comments that were coming out of a conference in Geneva. Essentially, the idea that with the additional biofuel demand that we're going to see based on President Biden's initiatives, that we are going to be severely short on soybean acres. And the suggestion is to the tune of about 40 million acres. And I don't know if that is correct or not. But you know what? If that is the case, when you think about the ability for the U.S. producer to generally get maxed out around 180 million acres between corn and soybeans, that is going to be a big problem. And the other part of the issue is that we cannot allow imported foodstuffs to make that biofuel. So this has to be domestically produced soybeans. And so this just really raises a big glaring question of whether this is even possible. Should we even be considering this as something that could potentially develop over the next few years? Now, Rabobank had come out with a story a couple days ago, and the general gist of that was, you know what, we need about 3 million acres more soybeans next year to meet the demand that we think is coming. And so, you know, it's our position at agmarket.net that those acres have already been bought just based on the concerns about fertilizer for corn production. When we look at recent values near 1250 to 1280 on new crop soybeans, and comparing the revenue of that to 5.25 corn, for example, a lot of producers have suggested that they'll be soybean heavy next year. So the ongoing big picture is where it's really at. Now, it's interesting, we talk about the biofuel and the bean oil being really what should be the strong part or the strong part of the soybean complex on headlines like that. And it was actually the exact opposite. We had soybeans were firm today. Soy meal was very firm. And oil was positive, but definitely was not the leader today. So it was actually a little bit of an unwind in the soy oil, soy meal spread.
Next, I posed a question to Brian of whether this is a buy the rumor, sell the facts situation in soybeans, or if we legitimately could see a premium put back into the soybean market thanks to this supposed future demand from soy oils and edible oils, etc. Here's what Brian had to say.
What I can tell you is that technically, so relative to the chart, November soybeans had a very major low made last week at 1184.5. And that level was a retest of lows that were made on the March 31st quarterly stock report at 1184. So from the 10,000 foot view, if you just look at a soybean chart, and we did see soybeans bottom from that level, it would look obvious after the fact. Now, what we also are contending with right now is the fact that soybeans on this bounce have recovered about 50 cents from last week's low. We've come back up and got near the downtrends that are in place from the September 30th quarterly stock report where the market rolled over. And July soybeans, for example, went up and hit the 200-day moving average and backed off from that. So I'm really just going to use the chart as the guide. I think if we can get the soybean values to get back above the 200-day, which has been an extremely important level of support until we broke through that, I think that could bring in some additional technical buying. But until that happens, it looks to me like we had a good recovery from oversold conditions. We had a good recovery from a major support level, and now we really need to see if the soybean market can push through resistance on that bounce.
I also asked Brian about marketing for 2022, as a lot of folks are talking about making some sales on their 2022 crop. Here's what Brian's thoughts were, and he shared the position of the agmarket.net team.
recap of where we are for our official recommendations. On December of 22 corn, we did implement our first 5% of the expected production at 515. That's either with a sale or some kind of a hedge. And then the second 5% was done at 530. So we are considering ourselves 10% sold slash hedge, depending on what type of strategy you utilize. On the soybeans, we've been more aggressive. We did do our first 20% of new crop soybean production at 1260. And shortly thereafter, and really looking at the fertilizer values and how we feel that would shift acres next year, we did suggest another 30% at that 1260 level. So we are 50% sold slash hedged on beans for next year. And I do think that if we do have a decent setback in values, we will look at some kind of a paper position to cover those sales.
A lot of things to consider in the corn and soybean commodities here moving forward. Wheat, Brian, wheat was quiet today. Spring wheat saw some more strength there. Chicago, KC were just right around the unchanged mark today. But I know wheat, a lot of folks been talking about that, pricing itself out of the feed bunk, trying to. There just seems to be a lot of stuff going on in this wheat market right now.
It is, Jesse. And, you know, if you look at the reports that we've gotten over the last couple months, most of the good news has been regarding wheat. We've seen some bearish data for corn. We've seen some bearish data for soybeans. But the wheat story between the three of them has been mainly positive. So that has been our contention, that wheat needs to continue to price itself out of feed rations. We've had some conversations with producers in Arkansas, for example, that with the ongoing wet weather they're having, we're questioning whether they'll be actually able to plant the wheat that they're intending to plant. So that's a situation that we're monitoring. We did have new crop hard red wheat make a new contract high today, just above 750 a bushel. So this market has support under it. We look at that spring wheat new contract highs this week as well. And it seems to be right now that, you know, if there's a bullish story in the overall ag commodity complex between the row crops, we're really focused on wheat at this stage.
And again, that's Brian Split with AgMarket.net. He joined me on the Market Talk podcast here this week on Tuesday. You can find each weekday episode of the Market Talk podcast online by going to MarketTalkAg.com and everywhere you can listen to and download your favorite podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. That's going to do it for this week's edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.